Praise the Lord. God has been faithful. Sometimes the things that look like failures in our life, God can use it to make something great. Hallelujah. Each and every one have something to thank God for. And sometimes the most important things look very cheap. And we overlook what is important, and we place premium on things that are not important or less important. Anytime you feel a sense of entitlement, you do not appreciate what comes to you. But if you know it's by grace, you will appreciate it. We sense and we believe that life, we are entitled to it. So when you leave it, you breathe the air. Imagine if air was for sale, like the gas you use in cooking your food, if it was for sale, and some people have to regulate it for you. They put meters in everybody's nose. Every month, you come and pay and they open some. The amount that you can breathe. We will really appreciate. What I'm talking, some of you may not understand it. But if you've been to the hospital and they put oxygen on you, you will really understand. After coming back and the oxygen being taken out from you and you can breathe normally and move out normally, you will thank God, God, thank you. The things that keeps our life moving are free. What make life, life, they are free. The additional things of life are the most expensive things. If you want to go to the U.S., what do? Maybe you get a visa. You pay for it, isn't it? You do what again? You get a ticket. Or you walk. Some of you have the miracle of Jesus Christ and you can walk on the Atlantic Ocean. You need a visa. You need a ticket. You know how much a ticket costs? Is some of us, our monthly salary, sometimes even twice your monthly salary, and you take it, bam, you burn it within 8 hours, 13 hours. Shoop, the moment you get down, ashe. And you are happy, isn't it? The moment you get down, you are happy, you say, oh, I'm there. Get down, if it's true way, the moment you get down, half is gone. That thing you struggle for the whole year to put the money down, you'll burn it within 13 hours. And after burning it, you're happy. Imagine God was taking you, you close your eyes and you get there. And that's how we have to travel to any place. But thing is a right that if I want to go here, I close my eyes, I am there. You do it and do it and do it and you think, oh, we are, the things you don't get, you'll be crying over. But I want you to look at these little things, especially the most important things. That is your life. Secondly, before the other things that support your life. Once you look at it, you will appreciate God and thank God every day. Amen. In the Bible, many things happened and many people went through situations. There is a woman and a husband. They travel to go and make fortune. Sometimes when people travel, we want to go and make it, isn't it? So there's Naomi and the husband traveled outside their country, wanted to make it. They started from January. By the time they got to December, their expectation was not met. The little they brought, the children they brought, the family they brought, she came with a family. But by the time she was entering the next phase, she was without family. So she changed her name. Naomi means beautiful, agreeable, pleasant, and delight. By the time the year ended, she changed her name. Bitter. She said, do not call me what? Call me Mara, which means bitter. To become bitter, it means you've gone through what? Great things. Stages of offense. First, you become angry with the situation. Then enter into other things. You enter into resentment. Then the moment you get to bitterness, that's the last stage. The bitterness begins to eat you and destroy you. So she was being destroyed, and when she said she was going back to where she came from, her daughter-in-law said, I want to go with you. And she was so kind enough to tell her that don't follow me. Problems are all around my neck. You saw how all my two sons, my husband, everybody died. You are fortunate you people didn't die. So I'm going back. And Ruth says, look, there were two. They all said they were going to go with her. When she painted the picture, one looked at the picture. But not everybody that follows you because they love you. They follow you because of what they will get from you. The one that followed because of what she's looking for, and she painted the picture that, look, what you're looking for, you won't get it. So she decided that, why should I follow somebody? I won't get anything. I'm going back. But one determined and said, I follow you because I have conviction that I must follow you. In fact, that is how we should follow God. We follow God because we have conviction in us that we want to follow him. We are serving him because there is conviction in us that we want to serve God. Not because he will even work a miracle for us. The miracles are just a side benefit. Those are not the reason why, that are not the thing they promise you. But when you get there, those things are added. But what they promise you is this. So she said, look, Naomi, I'm going to go with you. Some of us might have started like Naomi. Say, yes, last year, I had this, but now I have nothing. Naomi went, and you saw what happened to Naomi. Ruth followed her. Naomi needed Ruth, and Ruth needed Naomi. Say, you need somebody. Everybody needs somebody. The pastor needs the congregation. The congregation needs the pastor. The teacher needs the student. And the student needs a teacher. The doctor needs the patient. If you are a doctor and there are no patients, they don't come to you for about 5 years, I assure you that your skills will die. You will cease to be a doctor. Naomi needed Ruth, and Ruth needed her. So they went into a strange land, entered into 2024 with bitterness, with cry, with failures of the past year. But they went with God. The most important thing is to go with the presence of God. They went with God, and the God who they went with directed the path and the way of Ruth. Because she must survive. So she has to create a way of getting food for herself and her mother-in-law. So she worked very hard. That the thing that will drop, she will go to a farm, and the person when they farm, the thing that those that drop down, she will collect it. Just like in the former days when there was hunger. Sometimes you go to, Nika, corn meal. After they finish, some people will go, then the residue. It's called Howard. They call it seven colors. You get kokunte, you get corn, you get millet, you get everything because everything is mixed up in it. It's not your choice, but that is what you have to, because you have to survive. So this is the position of Ruth. But she didn't know that God was directing her path. And she'll go and collect and come, collect and come. Then the owner of the farm, something funny. Maybe he turned and he saw somebody collecting it. This lady is beautiful. So he told them, look, when you are cutting, leave plenty on the ground. It's called the thing falling down, accident by plan. They said, accident according to plan. It's accident, but you plan the accident. And he did it the letter. Something clicked. And the Lord worked like how he worked in all of us. The love becomes so tense that he couldn't resist but to go and ask. Then he had a permission. I don't know how God kept this man. There were many beautiful women in that city. Why only this girl, a stranger, in actual fact, an Israelite shouldn't marry that tribe? Because those tribes, they don't marry. She became the wife of the richest man in town. Right as a beggar, sitting by the roadside to beg, now has become like the first lady. Imagine you were sitting by the roadside begging for alms to go and feed your mother. And one day a single president was just passing by his convoy and saw you and said, convoy, stop. Pick that lady. The next day, he wedded you. You've moved from street girl to first lady. This is what God can do. She will make you forget your past. But remember that past too. Anytime God promotes you, where he picked you from. Some of us are like Naomi. We have gone through bitter issues, bitter things this year. You think this year might not come. Even as it has come, the problem haven't ended. You are entering next year with the same problem. You know this one day, I don't know. The journey which we are going, only you are the one who knows it. Yes, God changed the name of Naomi from bitterness back to her own name. God is going to change your name. Some of us might not be like Naomi. We all entered last year with expectation. Some of us, our expectation were like Naomi. We entered with all struggle, and we never got anything. Some of us, our expectation was like Jacob, who also came with a staff, Genesis 32 verse 10. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I cross over this Jordan with my staff. I crossed over last year with only a staff, not knowing what will happen to me. It is last year, 2022. I crossed in the 2023 with only a staff. Some of it, this is your story. Some of us, our story is like Naomi's one. Yes, you cross with a staff, not expecting any good thing to happen to you. You've started your cry throughout the day. Midnight, when it was time, your cry said, I feel so bad then. But look, with that staff, I crossed over the Jordan with a staff, and now I have become what? Two companies. A staff alone now has become what? Two companies. You have no business, and by the time the year ended, your businesses have spread. You've employed people. You was holding and writing applications to places, and they'll look at your face and say, no vacancy. And you're just rushing all over. Now you are employing people. You can enter the year with a staff, but you can end it with more than two companies. Amen. God has the ability to take a man or a woman with only a staff, with nothing. No capital. Your capital is your staff. The capital you have, if your talent you have. You know what Jacob did? What was he doing? He was tending to sheep. And shepherd and their staff. That is their pen. That is their certificate. So the little thing you have which you don't respect is the one that will bring you what you should be. He held it. This is the staff. He entered into with God. But he crossed the Jordan empty-handed, but with only a staff. But when he was going back, he went in with a company. Many children, many animals. This is the gentleman, his uncle, tried to cheat. Within the year, the uncle came in. The uncle is one. I think in the family, they are there. He's the chief trickster. He knows how to sign an agreement to favor himself. He will give you a loan, but you use that loan to work for him. The uncle tried everything, but God bypassed the natural law. Yet, your father have deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God did not allow him to hurt me. Look, let the enemy change your wages 10 times. And for your life, God will protect you. Life is the most important. God permitted him to be able to change his wages. For him to be able to take what he should eat. But your life is in the hands. When the devil went to God and asked for Job's life, he said, yes, you can touch everything of Job, but his life, don't touch it. God cares about your life. He knows once you have life, he can give you back all that you have lost. So once you are alive today, look, don't give up hope, because God has the ability to give you what you have lost. That's why I started that the most important thing is life. See, God did not permit him to hurt me. In fact, the man wanted to go and kill Jacob. He planned to go and kill him. And God revealed to him in a dream. God himself went to him when he was thinking, I want to. You know, sometimes people can sit and plan. This kind of planning, if they put it into planning for the nation, like Yeruchi, but they plan for destruction. Sat down and planned how he's going to kill and was getting ready to execute his plan. And God appeared to him in a dream and said, hey. Then he took his brethren with him and pursued him for 7 days' journey and overtook him in the mountain of Gilead. But God had come to Laban, the Syrian, in a dream by night and said to him, be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad. Menkasa. So Laban overtook. Now Jacob had pitched his tent because Laban thought his brother says that the son says that Jacob have taken all his father's goods. No, it's blessing. The man signed agreement, and the agreement is signed. He is signed to cheat. It's a sign that the agreement was that he would cheat the boy. And the boy said he permitted himself to be cheated. And that agreement was that I will take away the speckle, the animal that have this, and I will take them away. I will leave the plain one to you. If they give birth to plain one, it is mine. What an agreement. See, I will take, excuse me, let me use this word, all the black people from the white. So if the white give birth to black, it's yours. When they give birth to white, it is mine. And he knows that two white, when they give birth to black, then there's something wrong. Or if two black give birth to white, then either the person is free or whatever it is. But so he was expecting that Jacob will go with nothing. So he took them far beyond Winneba. So that if one sheep gets lost, by the time it gets to Jacob's place, he's there waiting. Then he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob. And Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. This is where Jacob started prospering. When everything looked impossible, and as we enter next year, when things become hard, look impossible, it is a chance for you to prosper. He used the method of vision. Whatsoever you imagine, you think about, that is what you become. You cannot go beyond your imagination. If you don't know what to do, you won't do anything. People who know what to do, they're the one who employ those who don't know what to do. If you don't know where to go, somebody will lead you. You follow any people that are going. Haven't you done that before? So now you're going to a place and you see yourself, you don't know where to go. You see plenty of people going, you follow them. You think where plenty of people are going, it's a good place. And as you're going, you see the people branching. Then you follow the bigger group, branching. Follow the bigger group, branching. Follow the bigger group. Before you realize it's left with two people. They go to their house. You go there, open there. You didn't have place to go. So I pray that God will give you great imagination. God said, what men have imagined, they can perform it. In fact, when the early world, when they became sinful, they wanted to build a tower. And it was in their imagination. They imagined themselves building a tower towards to God. And that imagination went into them. They acted upon it and they were moving forward. Said, let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the earth. And they said, come, let us build what? Ourselves what? A city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make what? A name. Some of us, you personally need a name for yourself. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. So, do you know what God did? God came down. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And God said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. They are speaking one thing. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. He said, whenever you have this imagination and you come together and we want to do something, you operate God's principle, God will release it for you. That's why, where two or three agree on anything, it shall be done. Find somebody to agree next year with. And whatever your agreement is, it will come to pass. So there are people like Jacob that also started the year with staff, with nothing. Naomi started the year with children, husband, in-laws. But one ended without them, and one ended with many. These are the type of people in church, what we have gone through. Some started with great expectation, with great wealth. Some want to expand their businesses, but the businesses collapse. Don't give up. Ruth will restore them unto you. There are some who began like blind Bartimaeus. He sat by the roadside. He never thought his eyes would open. He never even thought Jesus would pass there. But by chance, some of you in the middle, something happened. God passed by and turned your situation around. Some like Zechariah, you prayed and stopped praying. You know, sometimes we pray, and when that is happening, we stop praying. We pray and we pray, and sometimes you know that the thing is physically, you look at it, this is impossible. So you stop praying. But let me tell you, the first time you pray, God answered it. And when God answers it, even when you stop praying, he can still answer it. While he himself had forgotten that he prayed, God came said, look, the prayer you prayed, they are answered. Some, the last minute of their years, of their time, God works a miracle. I always tell you over and over again that God is not bound by time. 31st is always a memorable day for me and a teaching day. When I said God spoke, I said he was going to give me a car. He said it was a Renault. January didn't happen. February didn't happen. March didn't happen. Good Friday should happen. Because Friday is good. So I waited my birthday to come. Birthday you are expecting. Zero. You waited. Christmas. Christmas, zero, 26, Boxing Day. So it will be the boss God will bring. Nothing. And sometimes when the year has gone to an end like this, you'll try to give up. But this have taught me a lesson that when God speaks, no matter how long he keeps, he answers. On the 31st, like this, afternoon, nothing. How many of you will believe that God spoke? We prepared for the watch night, I think at trade fair, crossover. We had that trade fair. We prepared there. And the way God brought the car was miraculous. I didn't know the man. I didn't preach at the camp meeting. I only took those who got born again to explain the new birth to them. And after that, ministered the Holy Spirit for them. It was, I think, the previous day, 30th or so. And when the man received the Holy Ghost baptism, his ears opened. He went home. When he was coming the watch night, God told him, take this car and go and give it to this pastor. I wasn't the one who preached for him to be born again. I wasn't on the platform. But I was just faithful in doing the little which God had given to me. That I'll minister. Even the Holy Ghost, I wanted, it was too late that day. I said, let's go home. They said, no. The way I explained it, they said, we can't go home without receiving it. Meanwhile, after I finished, I have to walk home, find some car back to Jimpa. I was resting there. And they had their cars. After you finish, they will come. Your friend will do it with their cars. They will go and leave you. So I decided to do it. And when we started, the Holy Spirit moved so much that this is not manipulation. God. They have faith to receive. And anytime people are eager to receive, no matter what it is, I will spend time on them. Then he went home and he himself was exhibiting some miraculous things on the house. The next day he picked and gave it to the pastor who brought him. That pastor don't have a car. He gave it to that pastor. The pastor is Pastor Bracken, Dr. Bracken. He was at Tema. So where he brought it, we're having service, so he put it there. Then getting to the last, they finished preaching, they said, we should pray. To enter, about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes to enter into the new year. While I was praying, somebody tapped me. I said, who is this demon trying to... When I'm trying to enter, you are trying to disturb me. You see, sometimes that's how we feel. So I turned and I saw him. I know he's a good man. He's not a demon. He said, somebody else should give this card to you. When we close, I will show you where it is. And I crossed with the key of the car. By the time the trumpet blew, pop, 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 man, and you see, I shouted more than anybody. And nobody understood why I shouted. God is never too late. And he will never come too late. When he promised, he has the ability to perform it. Time cannot stop him. Look, if he says something to you, no matter what circumstances that is surrounding you, he will still perform it. Amen. I want to encourage you. That's why I told that, look, even if you don't pay me, I will still preach like this. Because me don't yamino. Know. Love him. And we are going. We will come back. Prepare your heart and enter well. whether things were good for you this year or bad for you last year, know that you have got life to enter into the next stage. You have a reason to rejoice that God has commanded him that don't hurt that man. And throughout the year, he couldn't take your life. And you have a cause and a reason. Oh, my marriage. Yes. You're married, but you're alive. Huh? Oh, Pastor, I needed a child. I didn't get it. But you're alive. Everyone who is alive when it's midnight and you are entering, just praise him and enter with joy. Because God is with us. There are several people in the Bible that went in, some it was good, some it was bad, but all of them ended well. You cannot walk with God and end in a certain way. You see, how God looks at it, he declares things, he sees the end. So when God says that you are rich, he does not see your business problem today. He sees the end of your business. That this is how you are going to end. So when he says you are this, he's not seeing today. Sometimes they journey to that place that frightens us. But once God said it, I want you to focus on what he said about you and continue to walk in it. God bless you.